November Oscar Romeo, number 10 on the list. I got you. Any other? Any other check-in?
First, I'll address your question. Yes, a couple of us do have 60 meters. So sorta is kind of the answer there. Other than that, things here are kind of quiet. We got a little dusting on the ground here, nothing major, but definitely got snow. So it is time for winter. We're bringing up our newgroups.io site for the Washtenaw RC, and we got the Racy people all in. Everything's there. Now we'll move to the other half and get the full RC in. Just taking things nice and slow and easy, and making sure it's done without any major issues. So it's very nice to have that newgroups.io and keep things going there. With that, I'd like to thank the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, specifically the Emergency Management Services Group, for funding that group's IO. That's much appreciated. Other than that, regarding the county, basically we're sort of looking forward to the literary long winter. And while I like winter, it's a nice time to do indoor hobbies. So with that, I will kick it back to Joe. And everybody stay nice and warm. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, ECRO, Washtenaw County.
Okay, Jim, thank you for your comments. And couldn't agree more. It's a great time for Washtenaw work. You all should have your outside work done by now anyway. So if not, oh boy, put on your car hard. Yep, you're absolutely right. Any job goes a lot smoother when it's meticulously thrown out in steps and then gradually done in increments and not rushed. Because if you rush through a job, you're going to possibly run into errors, especially starting up any kind of radio station. So, believe you me, I know that to be the case. So, slow and easy wins the race. Thanks, Jim. All right, we'll break with you, and it'll be you. Your comments. Stand by, John. Over.
All right, you don't really have anything worthwhile to add. Got a whopping 3/4 inch of snow here. Other than that, I'm still in my pajamas. I decided today was a not go anywhere day, so I stayed home and made myself some cookies, and I'm actually working on an SB200 amplifier from a Silent Key. I was asked to help clear his estate, and of course, before I got there to check anything out, they tore the complete estate apart, so all I walked into was a pile of stuff sitting in a pile, and no way to verify what worked and what didn't work before I tried to help, but I guess that's what you deal with. All right, back to net control. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be sitting here listening. And it'll be you.
And it'll be you in the Michigan, and that WD USA, and I'll bet you they didn't take their time disassembling it, they just yanked it out. So that's unfortunate, but that kind of stuff happens, and all you can do is just deal with it. And Roger, I'm staying home. Today's a perfect day for that. We just kind of light skipped the snow here. It didn't stick on the lawn, but boy, it sure stuck on the lawn. I'll tell you that, it was quite a shocker when we got up this morning. Great rest of your day. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, let's see here. Maybe TTW, John, you're up on time. Stand by TTZ, Michael.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, it looks like a nice sunset coming. It's kind of gray, but it's really kind of nice this time of year. I saw a little bit of the snow. Actually, it was kind of funny. I thought it kind of looked a little bit pretty, and then I thought, yeah, a couple months, I might not feel the same way. So I'm going to try to enjoy it while I can. And as far as 60 meters is concerned, I think we have at least three stations in Midland County that are active on 60, and I'm one of them. So, you know, I have several radios with 50 meters. I don't see why one would not use it. So that's my comments. Have a good afternoon, KBA-PGW.
Okay, good enough, John. Thanks for your comments. Yep, it's 40 and 75 is not working. Yes, about 60 is. So there's your in-betweener in the length of the ray day that might just save your bacon. Rather than not being able to communicate at all. So, just another tool in the toolbox, and we didn't want to allow it to cost you, as we all know, not sure. So, So thank you for your comments, John. I can work with the digital NTS radio network. Appreciate it. All your CW activities, good stuff. Now I'll break with you and see Mike, WDATQC, your comments for that, and then we'll take a standby. Over.
Good afternoon, Joe. WDUSA and Michigan ARPSC, that WBTQZ up here in Rocky City. ECRO for Brescia Gane and Max, MITN net manager. Well, about 32 degrees right now. Got up to 2 inches of snow on the ground this morning and more coming down, and a low of about 24. They had it in the forecast last night, but I didn't believe it. We almost never get it, especially if there's lake effect involved, but son of a gun, somebody knew what they were doing. So anyway, no big deal. Did not run out and put the snowblower on the tractor. I think I've got a while for that. I believe it's going to melt here in a day or two. The county did remember where they parked the plow trucks. They were out this morning. Got US 23 first, and got our road later in the morning or early afternoon. Definitely got 60 meters here. The county has no HS equipment anymore since they sold the mobile command trailer to Alpena Search and Rescue. So I guess I am it. And if we had to do something like that, we'd probably have to set somebody in their VHF and gateway things out through here. But that's always been a fallback position, and we are once again falling back to that. They're still looking for an EM. They gave up on the idea of sharing one with Alpena. They seem to think that they're still going to be able to find somebody that can take that job and do it right, and do it on a part-time basis. I'm a little skeptical about that, but maybe they'll get lucky. That's all the news from here, except that I will not be around to do the RPCnet NCS for District 7 next week. We'll be on the road heading south for the holidays, so wish everybody well, and catch you when we get back. Back to you.
Okay, Mike, I kind of figured it was getting about time that you were going to start heading south to the kids' place there. So I knew it was getting close. And Roger, that's usually the way that it works out, VHF, UHF relay to a hand station in a different part of town to get on HF. So a lot of that way. We're rather lucky in the county. We're getting a new antenna out of here. We're getting a new radio loom finally, and the county moved the coax up to the roof, and which is the hardest part. I guess we're going to use LMR 400 for that. And then they have two HF antennas and a whole array of DHF, UHF up there eventually. So that's in the works, and the local Red Cross building here, of course, has had it for about 2.5-3 years now. So once the county gets online, we'll be pretty well set. All right, Mike, very good. Thank you. Let's take a break here. This is Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service going up. WVUSA and that control. Any additional stations wish to air for that call now?
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
WR, I got channel list number 11. Any other?
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Macomb County.
Oscar, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Macomb County. Good evening. Good evening. Late afternoon, number 12. Any other? Any other check-ins? Okay, now they hear Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Uniform Romeo, and here comes for the stand by Romeo and Romeo Foxtrot. Over. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Uniform Romeo, your comments? Avenger, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. You're coming. You're coming, of course.